Shu'ath Samach Tef and Shabbos continued. Ches Iyar Hetov Shin Lamed Zayin, April 26, 1977, and Tuesday continued.
And the right deal is Mashiach cannot be in Tautali. Mashiach cannot be in Tautali. But Abodim is like a Kohis. Suppose I would not wear a Kohis, the deal of Mashiach cannot be in Tautali. And Abodim is like a Kohis, so that means Gosla Abodim will make Zul. It's like those who saw the bishop. No, in Gom is not the end, there is no Chintashot. Why? Because Avodim is Ukshun Kakois, but Avodim Ukshun Kakois, that's in the Xerza Kosuk of Kinexele, but in the Hatimse, in the Mitzies of Maisexele, so it's not shy to say Xerza Kosuk, there is no Maisexele. After all, but by Kakois, there is no Maisexele because the Mitzies seems that there is no Maisexele. But Avodim, the Mitzies, there is a Maisexele. So we have to say, according to what the Magid Mishnah says in the Rambam is Chirka Mechayde. And the Rambam Shittin is that the whole Mechayev, the soul Mechayev, the soul Mechayev of Chiv Tashlumim of Negazlem is Kiyem Zile, called the Rambam. Not Maisek Zile. Not Maisek Zile. Now, so Mele, that's the reason as to why Reb Chaim did not give this direct, which seems to be a very simple direct. If we say that now it all depends what Pshat we say in the Rambam. Now, if we, as far as King Zil is concerned. As far as King Zil is concerned, so then, if he doesn't want to be Kene, so there couldn't be any King Zil. Just as the Kene couldn't be Kene if he doesn't want to be Kene. Now here, the Galat wants to be Kene the whole piece of lump of silver, not a piece of the silver, half of the lump of silver. Mashiach came as far as my six Zil is concerned. So then we could say that even though he doesn't want to be Kene, but in Maisek Zeira there is. Now, but if the Alochim Yad had been, that is until the whole Chayfetz is in the Yad, so Mele, it's not considered in the power of the Chayfetz that is in the Yad. Is not in the Yad either, so then there is no Maisek Zeira either. But we see that there can be a King Yad on the part of the Chayfetz, the part of the Suda that is in the Yad. But in order to be Kene, there must be Rotz. So if he doesn't want to be Kene, he cannot be Kene. But if we assume, now that's showing the two Yasoyas in the Ram, whether the Akeira is Mashiach, the Magid Mishneh says that it's no Yisek. But it's not a Shidova Poshet. So in other words, so according to the Girse, Mashenkin had been came in Tautel in Bavodi, so that means, and the Raimut had the Girse in Rambam, so that means that the Rambam agrees with the Raimut's law, that the Gazel can be Mechuyev not only on the basis of Kiyem Zeile, but also on the basis of Maisek Zeile. Apparently, Reb Chaim didn't give this teretz because if we say that the Rambam shitted, the Rambam agrees with the Raimet, that the Gazlan can be mechuyev not only on the basis of King Zele, but also on the basis of Maisek Zele, so Mele, even if the Gazlan wants to be king in the whole lump of silver, not half of the lump of silver. But since half of the lump of silver, in half of the lump of silver, a Maisek Zeira is realized, because there is a king in Yad, he doesn't want to be king. So there couldn't be any kiyomi, but a Maisek Zeira, there is on the half of the lump of silver. So maybe it's not be basachas, so it should be mechut. Now, the Raimet, and we see that as far as the chiyuv on the basis of my Zigzilla is concerned, so even if he doesn't want to be Gede, according to the Raibe, he'll be Mechuyev. Because the Raibe in Shittubetz is the same Raibe as here, so he says that Sheol Shel Midas is a Nazaren, but, so Sheol Shel Midas is only Mechuyev, let's say somebody, let's say, gets into somebody else's car, he has to drive downtown, and he gets into somebody else's car, and he drives downtown, he doesn't have the intention of taking it away, just, he wants to drive, and then he'll come back and restore it to him. So that Sheol Shel Midas, so it's a gazel. Now, so suppose, so that means if somebody will get into another fellow's car, and they'll drive it, and then on the way, there'll be an accident, and the car will break, so then there'll be mechuyev, because Sheol Shel Midas is a gazel. But suppose it doesn't break, but there is a shiur. A shiur happened in the car. So the Raibet says, the shiur Kubet says, Nagezel, that if somebody was mishtamish in Chameir Shol Chameir, and if the Chameir died, so then he's mechuyev to pay. But suppose there was a shiur, so you can see Abish Shol Chameir. Why? The Raibet doesn't say any reason. But it's the same reason, because the Raibe Chittin is that the Gazlan can be mechuyev on the basis of Kinyan Zeile, and he can be mechuyev on the basis of Maisa Zeile. On the basis of Kinyan Zeile, so it's like all other Kinyan, just as a Lekea, cannot be Kinyan if he doesn't want to be Kinyan. If he doesn't want to be Kinyan, Kinyan requires Das. If he doesn't want to be Kinyan, so there is no Kinyan. On the basis of Maisa Zeile, whether he wants or not, if he did the Maisik Zeile, so the male is Mechuyev. So the male, Sheol Shel Midas is a Gazlan. So he's only a Gazlan on the basis of Maisik Zeile, but not on the basis of Kinyan Zeile. Because what does Sheol Shel Midas mean? Sheol Shel Midas means he doesn't want to be Kinyan. He just wants to be Mishtamish for a moment. Doesn't make a difference for a moment or for a day or for a week or for a month. He doesn't want to acquire it. He just wants to have some tashmishim for a certain time. You know. So he doesn't want to be Kinyan. How can he have Kinyan Zeile? How can he have Kinyan Zeile? He cannot have Kinyan Zeile. And the Raibet Shimbetz says in the Chanami, a Sheol Shel Midas, even though he's a Gazlan, but let's say, if he used it, let's say, for a week, he has to pay his chilas rent for the use of the Chameir. Why? Because the reason as to why a Gazlan doesn't pay for tashmishim is because the Gazlan has Kinyan. Which Gazlan has Kinyonim regarding Tashmishi? A Gazlan wants to be Kinyonim. He wants to be Kinyonim completely. But the Torah doesn't title him to acquire title, even completely. But the Tabi Tashmishi is in a title. He has title. Mashayim Kinyonim from Gaz, he doesn't want to acquire title. So the Mele, he doesn't have title in Tabi Tashmishi either. So the Mele has to pay rent. So then she's right. So we see from that Raibe that where the chiyuv is based upon kinyonik zeile, if he doesn't want to be kinyonik, there is no chiyuv gazel. So the mele in this case, where he wants to be kinyonik, that can the whole lump of silver, not every lump of silver, he doesn't want to cut up the silver. So the mele, he couldn't acquire kinyonik zeile in one portion of the silver. But as far as Isaac zeile, So why doesn't Reb Chaim give this direct? That seems to be a very simple direct. Apparently, because Reb Chaim was not so sure that the Rambam is really on the Raibe. After all, the Raibe had the Girsi in the Rambam, Mashiim came, Mashiim Nadim came, we talked about it, alright, my Mishnah held it. That Girsi is it only Sefer. But it's possible that the Raibe agreed to the Shiva Sakai, the Rambam agreed to the Shiva Sakai. So the Mele, we couldn't give his status. Because in this case, the Gamut wants to become a Gamut and to acquire the whole Nasta, not a piece of it. So the Mele, until the whole Nasta is out, so the Mele cannot even be Kene. So he could not even be Kene on a piece. So he couldn't be Kene. But since there is a Maisek Kinyan in a piece of the silver, so maybe there is a Maisek Zeile, he couldn't acquire Kinyonim, but a Maisek Zeile. If somebody makes a Maisek Kinyan in a piece, so it's a Maisek Zeile on the piece too. to become a Huyen on the basis of my sitting even without Das of being hated. For I am, Shem Shom Das. So the Rambam says that Shilu is not hated. Why? Because Shilu is based upon Kiyonik Zeyer. But if the Hamir died, so then the Rambam said the Shilu Pabet says he has to pay on the basis of my sitting. But he didn't have any Das. And for that reason, the Rambam says the Shilu Pabet says that Shilu is not hated. The answer is, on the basis of the non-exilary, if he doesn't have the intention to become it, so he cannot become it. You can't acquire the non-exilary, but on the basis of my exilary, he can acquire. That's the reason as to why the Chayim didn't exist. Alright, now at that time, I didn't have the time to discuss it. Alright, now, but the Chazon Ish Hasogi is a very strong Hasogi. As far as the Asogi from the Ramban is concerned, that's no Asogi. Because the Chaim said it in the Rambam. But the question is, how can the Rambam say that this Gemara, Tzilakiyon Mati Mishreisha Mitiko, so the Kenyan is not on the basis of Yah, but on the basis of Agoy, why shouldn't it be Kenyan Mitzad Yah? Why shouldn't it be Kenyan Mitzad Yah? Now, the Chazon Ish, now, let's see what the Chazon Ish says. He gives a very nice teret on the Rambam. So here, by the time we have yad, omnum the Rambam Shabbos and the days we wear, you might be making a lot of machines, so you're not a matter of you. I am a shas, tupo gavea mahat yodin. Uchereitim nas uchereitim nas tupo neitim yodin. The other shall my yodin kono, shem yada, viukatish neitim akis, yodin sa shabbos very point. Will be more involved as a little coding, how will Rabbine, the Gilmish is around? There's the Rambam. Vim Kimu have a head. The other guy will have a Shiva and Mishicha and the keys. We call him Kim Shiva and Mishicha and the other one, baby, shame the hooks. The Hirabine is it. The Mosha, the Kilo Shomaycha and the Shiva and the Kui. El Mashi Besech. In other words, so he explained the Rambam because the Rambam shit is that we don't consider that the chifet, the chifet in the kele, and the kele like one chifet, we got the mishich. So the mele, even though part of the kele is still the shusabayim, but the mishich is realized, an independent mishich is realized in the coins that are already outside. Machine, the Rambam holds that for the same reason that Agat Kli is Shnei Agat, because it's considered like one big chayfet, so the Mele, Ligam Mishicha too, it's considered like one big chayfet. So there is no independent Mishicha. Independent Mishicha in the Peres contained in the Kele, in the purse. But it's one Mishicha. So the Mele is one, as part of the purse, is still inside the house. So the Mele, there was no Mishicha realized. I mean, that doesn't present anything. Then he says, So the question is, so why doesn't the Rambam mention the Mujite of Nasre and Shulye, the Rashulye, and so on? Umashele Hibi Aram Sugi Shabbos. Neither the Goris, the Yirsas of High Boy, Shehibi Arash. Now, the Rashba mentions the Girsay in different Girsay by Rabbi Goy. Now, in our text, so the Gemara says, the Vindike Shamtsi, Mofikoy Atumi, Vishore Vishoke, U Shamtsi Nagida Migabwe. So the Mele, the Chiyu Bnei comes before the Yisea of Shabbat, before the Chiyu Shabbat. He like a shot. One time. The boy is saying in the Islay, when the shots in the straps are wound around the Nasir itself. So the male is Basites. Not that the Maxim assumed. Now, this is the purse and this is the shots in the straps. So in other words, once the whole thing is already out, but the shots is still inside. No, Gemara says no. That the shamsin were the straps were wound around. So the moment the purse is out, the shamsin are also out. Alright. That the Rashba mentions a different verse. schon mal weiter. Aber an dem Heilbäumenkreuz, wo ich geschaut sind, die Leute geschaut sind, ich nahme ich und mich, und pirisch die Schmoder auf was es auch, so hieß Pschadlitz. Ein Mann mit dienstlichen Rücken, mit dem Mordflieger der Schule, und in Hasre, kann man immer noch mal um mich drücken, will ich mir behochen. A viele Themen, die Mordflieger der Pi, wo ich muss sie schocken, ad noch die Kuhn. משום משמצים שבפי קשור שכן דרך איסן כיסי ופורק דרך שמצים כלים עד ניחל אלוהים כמי בכל כיס אפילו דרך שמצים ואינם מדיץ במקרת הלאה so here is another pshat a bike line is another pshat in this verse so the more is the kashe voyike shamsi He's not there as a human being, Shamsi. Most of the women, we show, Shamsi, I didn't avoid. That part is not there. But the girl says, Voyke Shamsi. So then the Gemara says, the Leke Shamsi. The boy is saying, this will be the Chavar. So the Pshat is, in the Gemara's Teret, in the Gemara's Kashe, Voyke Shamsi. In other words, the Gemara is asking the Kashe and the Tarts. The Tarts, the Machines, the Kashe. Wie es auch gerade noch hat, wie schwer wird, kommen diese Blinde dieser Schabbes. So die Mord, den Tarz, wie mit der Rätz, auch was ging da in der Schulgerungen, in der Bischof in Gnasre, an Gnasre. So now, die Mord, es ist die Kasche, why did the Tarz have to apply this thing of Megara Mietzi? To the kids of after the Rashulio, after the Rashulio. No, the more I could have given the task, could have given a simpler task. Could have given a simpler task. That the reason as to why, it is the Vasachas, is because every purse has the straps. So mainly, even if it is after the Rashulio, so we still have mechuyev. Of a purse, so you had a purse, and then you had straps, and then you tied the straps around, and you wound it around, and then you tied it on this side. So the male leg, if he pulls out the purse, so he cannot take out. Because as far as the seam is concerned, so it was loosely sewn. But since it has straps, and the straps was usually wound around the purse, and the knot was here. So if it comes out that way, so why did the Gemara have to apply it to the case? after the Rashi, even if it's after the Rashi, but so here is the mouth of the purse. But then they were accustomed to take the strap and wound it around, and then make the knot on the other side. So even if it comes out the Rashi, he can take it out. Why? Because it's wound around, and the knot is on the other side, and the knot is still inside. So the Gemara is a tenet. So the kasha of the Gemara was against the Tatz. Why did the Tatz have to apply to an unusual case of afkei derashuyov? It's not usual. Usually you are meeting the purse, you pull out the purse. Derashpiv, not derashuyov. Even he could apply it to a case of afkei derashpiv. But then the question is, if derashpiv, so the moment it comes out like this, he can simply open up the mouth of the purse and take out the coins. No, the answer is because they were accustomed to wound, to take the strap and wound it around and make the knot on the other side. So maybe he can take out the coins. He can take out the coins. So maybe it's not higher as he got it. So that the Gemara's kashe, why didn't the Talmud give this teretz? That would be a usual case. So the Gemara gives the teretz, the lucky shansi. So in other words, the reason is why the Talmud gave that teretz in order that it should, could have reference even to a case of a purse that has no shansi. But the usual case, it has shansi. And the usual case it has shamsin, so maybe we don't have to apply it there actually. So this is what Chazanish says. So maybe the Rambam had to hear himself Rabbi Goyen. And the Rabbi Goyen's pshat. So maybe the Rambam doesn't have to apply, to mention the unusual case. The Gemara mentions it. So that was the Gemara's kashe. Why did the Talmud have to mention to an unusual case? So the Gemara said the Talmud mentioned an unusual case in order that it could be true of a purse that has no shansi. But the Rambam is not interested in telling us that. So really, in the usual case it has shansi. And the usual case that it has shansi, so it's not wound like this, but it's wound all the way and the knot is made at the other end. So mainly when he takes it out, there are key. So as long as the back part of the purse is still inside, he cannot take out the coins. That's the territory, it's a good act. Anyway, the main kasha against Rav Chaim is, he says that according to the Rambam, so according to the king of Rav Asher, that this is reference to the case of Tzilgat Mat Mishloshot. So the Kinyan is not on the basis, is not on the basis of Yad, it's on the basis of Agoye. Why shouldn't it be on the basis of Yad? Why shouldn't it be on the basis of Yad? Now, in Ebenezer, Simon Sif Pei Dalet, not Pei Dalet, but Pei Dalet. So he says, Yechne Yadi, Lichfeu Haget to Yes, Bishol Shemeskevo, Yechne Yadi. So the Rambam says that when the Baal gives the get to Yishel, let's say this is the parchment, so he should fold it. He should fold it. And that would be even better. I mean, they don't do it like this. And then when the Ishe brings both hands together, so the husband puts the whole get in both of her hands that are put together, the joy. In other words, that means that the whole get will be contained within the mechitzes of the hands. If the Ishe brings both hands together and the get is folded, so then the whole get is contained within the confines of the hands that are joined. The Rambam says, Yin Shnei Yadim Nichpil Haget Ki Yes Bishol Shem Yisro Vichim Liyad V'yeshe Kosfu. Then the Rambam says V'yeshe Kosfu Shaloi Michoflet Rak Litnu Lo Kach V'aksav Libachutz Shiyu Hakil Shuket. But the Asami says that we don't fold again. You don't forget. But the way it's written on the parchment, on the sheet of parchment, so it's given to him. Now, according to those who are naked to give the get like this, so that means if it's not folded, so part of the parchment, not only the parchment, part of the exam of the get, so will protrude, will bulge out beyond the limits of the confines of the hands. If it is folded, so and then it is put, so it's completely enclosed, the get becomes completely enclosed within the confines of the hands. But if it's not folded, and it's given to her hand like this, so then part would bulge out. Even if she brings both hands together, still part of the get will bulge outside. So that is somehow made that way. But the Rambam says no. That the Yeshne Yagim Lichbil Haget Ki Yes, it should be folded like a letter, and then be put in the hand, into hands. So it appears from the Rambam, it's only Chumras in doing. He says, the Horayim, he says, Yeshne Yagim Lichbil Haget Ki Yes, Bishon Shemoslo, Vyeshe Kosfu Shaloyim Chofle, Rak Litlo Kach, Rak Sab Bachut. Now, naturally, usually get this written on a big piece of parchment, not a small piece of parchment. So maybe if it's not folded, so then it will necessarily, part of the get will be beyond the hands, will bulge out, will protrude beyond the confines of her hands. And it's still alright. It's mashma. The Rambam is only machmir b'tirasin. However, Rabbi Meir in the Tshuves, he says that this is very, very important. Very, very important. I don't know why so many basements in America, when it's very easy to conform to the shita of Rabbi Meir, which according to Rabbi Meir, it's so important. I mean, it will even be me'akil in the Chavos HaKirish, in the Nesine. Why they're not machmir? I mean, for that Rabbeinu, especially when the Rambam himself says no, I don't like it. I don't know. Why does it machmir? I don't have to break my mind, you know, and cash it against the one in America. But Rabbi Meir says that if it is not folded and the get is given into her hand, let's say, like this, and part of the get bulges out, so then she might not even be nourished. Because the Torah says, "Vyosin yodo," so that means that the whole get must be enclosed in her hands. The whole get must be enclosed in her hands. The whole get. And if the whole get is not enclosed in her hand, so then it's not yet. It's not yet. So now, the Gemara says, Hai sutre, iskim tof, iskim lal, gimu kimam posimam. So over there, it's not necessary that the whole handkerchief should be in the hand of the Mikavla Sudeh. But as long as he has in his hand, Gimu al-Gim, so there's already King Sudeh. But here, in Nosim Yodo, so in order to, this should be Mikrashes, the whole get has to be in her hand. So it must be enclosed. And he says, according to Rabbi Gileya, it is an abiding lift in the Yerushalayim. It's Chubereish Chob Beis. It's the second chelik here. The second chelik beis. Reish chob beis. Os chob gim. So this is the tshuva to Rav Shlomo, to his son. So he asked him all kinds of shaylos. So this is beis. Os chob gim. So he says, the Yerushalmi in Gittin has an abaye. Mosala get. Mosala get bin sirema. In other words, if the get was written, let's say, we pass that it's all right. Even a Wallachai, you can, according to Rabbonim, so you can write the get. So he has to give it a get. So suppose, so naturally, if you give the get, the whole get, to the Isha, how can you put the whole behemoth into her hand? She has to be very strong in order to accept the whole behemoth in her hand. But he can put in her chotzer, she has a chotzer. So he just puts the behemoth in her chotzer. So the Yerushalmi has an abaye, suppose he's Mesia, there is a king and Mesia. So suppose he's Mesia, the absent of the behemoth. The absent of the behemoth. So he's Mesia in her hand. So is he Kena or is, so whether it's all right or it's not all right. So it's a Bible issue. A Bible issue. So Archimedes assumes that the same abaye would involve a case where the get is given in her hand and part of the get bulges out. I mean, it's not mucha from that thing abaye of Yerushalmi altogether, because here when you are Meisaya, so she doesn't get anything into her hand. If he takes the behemoth and he's raising the hand, so the behemoth, the get is written on the behemoth. So it's not really handed over into her hands. Mashem came when he hands over the parchment, even though it protrudes, but the whole get in effect is in her hand. But Rabbi Gileya assumes it's strange. Yes, what is it?
Maybe you could say that.
Please let me explain it. I mean, I didn't even explain it. So Rabbi Gileya assumes that would be told in the Abaye of the Yerusha. In the Abaye of the Yerusha. Now, the Nisives in Simen Kuf Tzalichas Rishim Shvet and in Simen Reim Samaches and the Makne Amkdushin Dach Chobo, so they both mention a very big Chiddush. They say, now the question is discussed by them, why do we have to resort, we have a king and a boy. We have a king and a boy. According to Rashi, Ksubes, Daf Lamed, Aleph, Abhaim mentions Rashi Shittes. So Ashboye must be Gimut Vochem Hakar. Teitzve says, no, it's not necessary, it should be Gimut Vochem Hakar. But the question arises, alright, Rashi Shitti is that there is no Hakboye unless it's lifted 3 Vochem above the Karak. Fine. But in every case of Hakboye, so that Hakboye Meochem, let it be Kenya, it's a God. What does Hakboye mean? He takes a Chimpet and he lifts. So doesn't he have it? Doesn't he have it in his hand? So the main hand can Rashi say, Gimut Rochem. Jesus says, no, it's not necessary, Gimut Rochem. But let's forget the king and Akboye. Let him be king of Tzadiyah. Let him be king of Tzadiyah. Alright, so there is a case of a goyim were yet could not even be considered. Now the Gemara in Kedusha says that if you make the peel, the elephant, go up on Zmeirah, so that's considered like a goyim. So that could be considered like a goyim if you lead the camel, that it should, not the camel, I mean the elephant. So, because it's very difficult to make a kinyan, you know, a kinyan a goyim, an elephant, so the way to do it is by leading it on Zmeirah. And the moment he gets on top of the Zmeirah, so it's considered a goyim. So that could be a goyim, but it couldn't be a goyim. That's an unusual situation. Usually, a goyim means that he takes it into his hand. So let it. So, why discuss whether it requires Gimel Tvachim or Tepachechot? If he takes it in his hand, so the Mele, he should be Kenim Sadiyad. So, the Nisivis in the Makne say that when can there be Yad? That is only, let's say, if I take a Chibetz. It's no Chibetz. And the Chibetz is my hand, it's enclosed. I mean, they say the same thing as Abkreger. So then it is Yad. Masha'im Kenim, if you take a Chibetz. If you take a chayfet like this, so whatever is in the hand, then there could be a kinyat. But what bulges out, there's no kinyat. We know something yodo. So that means that's only help me here. And then something else, suppose he picks it up not like this. If he picks up a chayfet, let's say if it's a small chayfet, and he picks it up like this, so then the hand serves as he might say it's tabi. So then it's yad. Then it's yad. Mashin kei. Suppose he picks it up like this. He picks up the kele that has a hand. So he picks it up with the hand, the kele. So then it's a yad, because it is only held the kele. It is not supported in his hand, like I say it's double the way a chayfet lies upon a shelf or upon the floor, upon the table. So then you have to resort agboy. So mainly since we have to resort agboy, so then it's the shayle whether gibu tvochim tevachechon tzom. So the Nesivah says that chidesh. The Nesivah says that's chidesh. And the Makkah. The Nesivah is in two places, Kup Tzadikhes, Chishmishpet, and Rish Samaches. And the Makne is the Dushin Dachom. The Tzemach Tzedek, the second Tzemach Tzedek, in his Tshuves, has a very long Tshuve, very interesting Tshuve. Simen Shin Dabot. And he is Masik on the Nesivah and the very interesting Tshuve. So, now, my grandfather Rebbe in Aliches in Yor, so he also mentions the Nisibes, and he's also Masik. But he mentions a Ramban. He mentions a Ramban. That the Ramban says, the Ramban in Posik, the Pirush Ramban on the Torah, and the Posik of Gilif Ishim Chore, Mishimus, the halacha is that one is Gilif Nefesh, he's only Chayev, if he brings the kidnapped person into his shoes. But if he doesn't bring the kidnapped person into his shoes, even though he sold it to him, he sold the kidnapped person, he's not hiring himself. God, the Rabbi is able anyway, but he's not hiring himself. So that's a necessary ingredient in the Chiyuv Nisei, you know, that he has to bring the Nefesh Aniv, he has to bring him into his shoes. So the Rambam says, how is it in your eyes? He says, either he takes the kidnapped person and he brings him into his house or into his chotzer. So that's yad, chotzer to yad is chaboye. Or if he takes the person and puts him on the shoulders. So that's like, that is just as if he put him into his chotzer. So in other words, now here it is necessary that he should bring the linen, the kidnapped person into his shoes. So there has to be a kinyan. And when you put a person on your shoulders, even if that person is a midget, so he still cannot be enclosed on top of the shoulders. So naturally his feet and the major part of the body has to bulge out. So he's just put out. So it's like a get that is given that way. is given that way. And still there is a kinyan. So we see from the Pirush Rambam, not like the Nisibis Chiddush. Alright. But you see the Nisibis and the Makne say two things. They say one thing, they say that Yad is only Shayach when it's in the hand. When it can stay there passive without any care. Mashem can, if you hold the chayfet, where the chayfet is held in my hand because of the force that I exert, so then as a voluntary agent, so then it's not yad, then it's a boy. And they say bigachidish that even if the chayfet, let's say the get, is in the hand, but the part that bulges out. So there cannot be kelim tamya, only the tamako. But that's another chiddush. So in other words, from that Ramban, we only see one chiddush, that bigger chiddush, is not so. Mashein kei, but the Ramban could agree that if, let's say, one holds a kelim like this, and it's not in his hand, so it is only held by his hand because of the force he exerts. The hand is not in my sin stab. So then there couldn't be kinya, because Vinosa Miyodo means that he has to put it in his hand. I mean, there are more mentions to Minhogi how we should put the get in Isha's hand. So one meaning is that it has to be folded, so that no part of the document of the parchment will bulge out. It shouldn't be like this. It should be like this. It shouldn't bulge out. And then the Isha Noago that you don't fold. But he doesn't say that the Isha Noago, that the Isha should, the Isha should hold the hand like this, and the husband should push it like this, and then the Isha will get a hold of it. So that could be a pshitis, that it's not good, because that's not yad. When is it yad? If it lies in it. So even though, so from the Ramban we see that even though the whole chivet is not enclosed within the confines of the hand, but as long as it is supported, like it might say it's tabo. Let's say when the nefesh, the kidney person, he puts the kidney person on the shoulders. So the kidney person doesn't even have to exert a force. Let's say if we will not hold on to him, he'll still remain on the shoulders. So mainly it's in my seat stabber. So then it is yad, we see from the Ramban. But if you just hold something, then the Ramban could agree that then it's not yad, then it's a boy. Now, if we say like this, so maybe we can understand that Reb Chaya. I mean, he says that according to the Ramban, so Tzirif Yodin Matam Shleish of Kiblo, according to the Kiblo of Ravashi, Tzirif Yodin Matam Shleish of Kiblo, so then the Kiyam is not Masad Yad. So the Kiyam is a Dag Boye. And if it's a Dag Boye, so until the whole Chayfetz comes, as long as part of the Chayfetz is still inside, so mainly he's not gaining the part that is outside, that is in his hand. So, because it's not on the basis of Yah. If it would be on the basis of Yah, so Kamandi Posik Dom may become. Kamandi Posik Dom may become. So the Kazmish asks a very strong kashi, why shouldn't he be getting himself Yah? Oh, we understand that as far as that boy is concerned, so mainly as long as part of the purse is still inside, there couldn't be other one. But why shouldn't it be on the basis of Yad? Why shouldn't it be on the basis of Yad? So it could be that in the case now, if it is, we say, I give another teretz, And the Reb Chaim's kasha. Why did Reb Chaim mention the Teretz? Because there is a possibility that the Rambam agrees with the Rabbi Chita. So mele, if the Rambam agrees with the Rabbi Chita that a galif can be mechuyev not only on the basis of kinyan, but on the basis of maaseh as well. So in Mele, a Maisik Zilla, there is, even if he wants to decay the whole lump of silver, not half of the lump of silver, on the basis of the Maisik Zilla. Now, as far as the Maisik Zilla is concerned, so since there is a Kinyan Yad, so that is a Maisik Zilla, on that part of silver. But, and if he's higher on the basis, if he is higher on the basis of the Maisik Zele, so Mele, it's not the Basachas. But here we say that we certainly have the case of Basachas, because if it wouldn't be the Basachas, so Mele, there wouldn't be a din of Kamun Rabbein. So obviously, we are forced to say that this has reference to Kori Rabashi, who says, "Tir Rishon the Matam Shleishon V'Kiblo." So in other words, it's not that he pushes it like this, but like a Tir Rishon the Matam Shleishon V'Kiblo, and he grabs it like this. Not like this. So in such a case, there couldn't be any kinyan. So there has to be on the basis of Hagboy. If it's on the basis of Hagboy, so Mele, as long as the whole Hefetz is not pushed outside, so that he could get a hold of it, of the whole Hefetz, there is no Hagboy realized, even on the part of the Hefetz that is pushed beneath his hand. Is pushed into his hand. So mainly we shouldn't apply the halacha of Kol Derabanan, but when Gavietz is mentioned, is poter. Why? Because it's Basachas. So obviously, according to Ravashi, it is reference to the case where it's not pushed like this, but it's pushed like this.
Do you have the tapes?
Mm-hmm.
Where's it start?
So you're getting a side two there.
Yes.
Shir Ayin and Shabbos, Hey Ches Iyur, Hey Tov Shin Lam Zayin, April 28, 1977,
Thursday. Now, so I mentioned that the reason is why. The Chaim says that according to the Rambam, so according to the Kimte of Tzir Yode Rimato, so the Kinyan is not become Yad, it had a voice, the Chazimish Asodi is, why shouldn't it become Yad? But according to the Nisives, so Yad is only Kinyan. First of all, the Nisives says two things. Number one, the Nisives says that Yad, if a Chavetz, let's say, protrudes beyond the confines of the Yad, so then it cannot be affected with an Yad. Yad means rishus, so only like chotzer. So what does it mean, chotzer? Suppose you have a chifetz is placed on the borderline. So part of the chifetz is in the chotzer, and part of the chayfetz is outside the chotzer. So it could be kind of the whole chayfetz mitzat chotzer, because Chotzer means Rishutz, it has to be placed in the Rishutz. So Yad is like Chotzer, so mainly the Chifetz for truth, Chotzer is out. So that part that is inside the hand, alright, that's in his Rishutz, but the part that is outside the hand is not. That's the Chidesh of the Nisins. Now, but Alichas Eliyahu mentions a very strong riot from the Ramban Chumash in regard to dealing with Nefesh and Chore. So there too the halacha is that he has to bring him into his Rishus. So the Ramban says that can be visualized either if he takes the kidnapped person and brings him into his Rishus, into his chotzer, into his house, or he takes the person on his shoulders. But when he puts the person on the shoulders, so the body of the person, the kidnapped person, protrudes beyond the shoulders. So you see that there is a kinyan. So that's one chiddush of the nisiris. But nisiris says two things. It's mentioned in two places, Kuf Tzadik Ches and Kuf Reisam Ches. Now, in Kuf Tzadik Ches, so Oz Gimu, he says, the question is, the machlikes of the Talmud and Rashi, whether Hagboye has to be one tefach from the karake or three tefachim from the karake. So the question is, it doesn't have to be anything above the karake, because it's yad. So the Nesida says, that the pluktaye, the machlikes, between Rashi and Rav Netami, being loyit biya biyodei, rak sheyad biya mikeichi. That's one chiddush. In other words, when can there be kinyan yad if it is placed in the hand? So then it's not some yodo. But suppose he takes it like this, it's not placed, he holds it with his keyak, with his force, so then it's not yad, then it is agbo. So the male, since it's not yad, it's agbo, so then the question arises, how many tvochim from the karke? Gimu tvochim from the chechot. But if it is like this, so it can even be on the card. Alright. That's one thing. Then he says, Vinire, but that's his second Kiddush, that's even a bigger Kiddush. Din Bailey, Tchutz Liyode, Shinidveya Mina Karaka Tefach, Ozadin Kach, Din Bailey, Klimayo Neged Abel Yode, Konmitam Chotze, Pui Neged Abel Chatzere, Pui Bino Mechitzes, Kishu Noch, Kimbuya Begit Nafayntes, Aber im Bild mit Zad Yode, in der Kehle mit Am Yode, Rack mit Am Abgoye, und bin und schiehe Mupel im Argim und Wochen und Martefach. Wie gam bin und schiehe alle, man will ein bisschen mehr Reis am Achtes. So then it has to conform to all the requirements of Abgoye. So he says, that's the second Kiddush. In other words, we both just, if like, it's like this, let's say it's a big Chepetz, a very big Chepetz, and it bulges above on a vertical level, but it's just hayad. So then there is a kiyat. But suppose it bulges like this on the horizontal level, so the part that bulges out and protrudes beyond the confines of the hand, there is no kiyat, just in the chotzer. Suppose then you place a kele. So half of the kele is inside the chotzer and the half of the kele is outside the chotzer. It could be kele, the whole kele, just because half of it is inside the chotzer. So yeah, but that's the second chiddush. That's the second chiddush. So the halachas Eliyahu's raya is a raya against the second chiddush, but it's no raya against the first chiddush. The second chiddush is a bigger chiddush. And as a matter of fact, the first chiddush of Nisivis is more mistaber than the second chiddush. Because there is a fundamental difference between something that is placed in the chotzer and half of the chifetz is not in the chotzer, and let's say a chifetz that is placed in the hand. Because then, if a chifetz is placed in the hand, so that means that the whole chifetz, even the part that bulges min hatzdodim, is supported by the hand. Mashiach, when you place a kela, let's say, here is the borderline of the chotzer, and here is, let's say, an alley. So if you place the kela, you cannot say that the whole kela is supported by the chotzer. So maybe it's not considered to be, only that part of the kela is considered to be in the chotzer. So I mean, there is a very simple difference. Anyway, the Raya of the Ramban is only against the second Chiddush mentioned by the Mesilas, but not against the first Chiddush. So Mimele, the Gemara is trying to mention a situation where it would be Pasachas, where the Chiyuv Neveh would not precede the Chiyuv Shabbos. So the Mele, when the Gemara says Tzirif Yoke Mata Mishleisho, so it means not that he pushes it down like this, but he pushes it down like this. Now then you'll ask, so then we can understand what, so you can answer the Chazmish Hasogi against Rabchai. So, but then you'll ask, but this is an unusual situation, because when a person is in Tzarek Yode, the Ganev, he's not the Ram in any way, the Ganev, so he's interested in taking away the Chetetz in the quickest way. Why should he do it like this? I mean, he wouldn't do it like this. That will only prolong the act of the, it will be much quicker if he's Mitzarev Yode like this. With one hand he pushes it, and with the other hand he receives, rather than to push it like this so that you should have to hold it. But the usual situation, according to the first Chiddush of the Nisiles, so he says, so naturally, if he holds a chayfet, then it's not yad. Because yad means that the chayfet, that the yad serves as a maisik tzad, in the same way as chotzah. Without any force. The chotzah doesn't exert any force. It serves as a maisik tzad. So if the chayfet is placed in the hand, then the hand serves as a maisik tzad. Mashemkei, if he takes a hold of the chayfet, so then he doesn't serve as a maisi tztabe, he holds it with his force. So it doesn't make any difference whether the hand is like this or the hand is like this. The question is, the position of the hand is in such a way that it serves Maisin Tztabe, or it doesn't serve Maisin Tztabe. And the Chayfetz is contained in the hand because of the force that is exerted by the person. So suppose, if a person will hold, let's say, the hand in the Katavas, and usually, if we want to be Mitzarev Yode, Limato Mishleisho, so the hand is not even level, so the hand is held, the position of the hand is in the slant, in the katafas. Now suppose if the talent folds the hand in the katafas, and it will just push it down like this, so it will fall down. From gravity it will fall down. So then you'll have to hold it. So the melee, according to the Nisives Chiddush, that so there is no yad if the hand does not serve as a maisi tztabe, but it is held in the hand through the force that is exerted by the person. So it doesn't make any difference whether he takes a hold of the chifetz like this, or he holds the hand like this, but it's in his hand, so really, if he will not close his hand, the moment it comes, it slides down. It will fall out. So the male, why doesn't it fall out? Because the moment it slides down, he closes it. So in other words, it's because he exerts force, so it's like holding it like this. And that's the usual way of being Mitzarev Yod Lemato. When a person is Mitzarev Yod Lemato, so that's the way he does it. He holds the hand in his left, in the katafres position. So Mimele, according to the Nisibes, there is no kiyad, but only Agboye. So he has to be Magbiya the whole thing, and if there is no Agboye realized on the whole thing, so Mimele, there is no kiyan on any part of the Nasi. So it's not a deichak to apply this Gemore to such a situation. All right. So the Rai of the Lichtz Leo is only against the second Chiddush of the Nisibis, but not against the first Chiddush of the Nisibis. However, the Tzemach Tzedek, the second Tzemach Tzedek, in Tshuva, Shindalet, he is chilek even on the first Chiddush of the Nisibis. In other words, so according to him, it doesn't make any difference whether he holds it like this or he holds it through his keyach. It's always yeah. Yes. Oh, the Alichas Elio mentioned the Raya from the Ramban is against the second Chiddush of the Nisibis. Says two things. Number one, he says, which is not such a big Chiddush, that when is the yad, if the yad serves by sin stuff, but if it is held then through the keyach, through the force that the person exerts, so then it's not yad, then it's akboya, so it has to conform to all the requirements of akboya. That's one finish, that's not such a big finish. Then he says, even if the yad serves in my sin stuff, but the part that bulges out is not yad, that's only akboya. That's the second finish. The Raya from the Ramban Chumash is against the second Chiddush. There is no Raya from the Ramban against the first Chiddush. Against the first Chiddush. But the Tzemach Tzedek is against the first Chiddush. Alright. Now, let's see the Ramban. Let's go over the whole Ramban. As a matter of fact, in that Ramban, you'll see all the Lomdes that I mentioned in the last year. But I mean, not that the Ramban Shita is like the Ramban, but he operates with the same sloth. Alright, Visa Algadaito. Agat Krishnayagi, Kodim Lisa, Gleve Lisa Shabbos. Pirush. He means every coin. Minakis, kim shenim shechom yoshuz bayin, lim keim akein ele ikon agan. The apple gav dikli vada lukone, ad af dikule. So mishiche keine, ad af dikule mishiche keine hu bichel in the meich. In other words, so he raises the same question that Rav Chaim raises. How could there be Mishiche? True, that we pass, as Stasis points out, Namiche Rasasfino, that this Gemore is implying that Mishiche is effective, became Mishal Meir. But he has to make Mishiche in the Kelim of the Meir, even though he is not Kele the Kele. But he made Mishiche in the Kele. Mashenkin here, when the keys is put out, and so far just this part of the keys is out, and the other part of the keys is still inside the house, is still under a skupe. So Mela, there was no Mishiche realized on the purse. So Mela, how can it be considered as a Mishiche on the coins that are already outside? So that's the question. So he says, no. So Reb Chaim says, in Ramam, it's not effective in Tamishiche. It's not effective in Tamishiche. And our Gemore accords with the Kimte of Tzirev Yodel Mata Mishlei Shavikim. But Ramban says, no. So the Mele, he uses from this, Avo Gavni Kehle Vada Likone. Adav Kekule, Mishiche Kehle Hu Bichele Dimeleche. Alright. So, we mentioned last year that the machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam, according to Reb Chaim, is on the question as to whether we consider it as one chayvetz, the kele and the purse and the coins contained in the purse is one chayvetz. There's the Rambam shita. So, it's not a mishiche and the coins that are outside. It's like a candelabrum that consists of parts. Oh, and the Ramban shita is, no, we don't consider it like one chayvetz. So, the mele, so it's a separate chapotzim, the coins. So as long as part of the purse is already pulled, was already pulled outside, so the mele mishiche was realized on those coins that are already pulled outside. That's the bottom. So, Mashiach came to begin with the Chaim Dam Vino, who he can walk him help in Mishnotzi, the straps, or an amicoma, Limikne Maidlo, Ushmano, the Heifed Loy Mishtakele, Loykon. So, the what did Mora say? The Gemara says, Voyikim Kimchelmo, the boy Makhelo, so why? Because it's loosely sewn. So, in other words, so that's why it's a good Kinyan and the coins that are outside, even if it's after the Rashun. Because it's loosely sewn, so you can very readily open up the seam and take out the coins. So only because they are loosely sewn, the status points out. It is in Shalahem or Yudfun is the case of Mishamon. Uloche Polech, Mikimatfire, Uloche Mokimach. But if they're not loosely sewn and they couldn't take it out, unless you mamish, tear it open, so then it's not. That's a bit finished. Monashe. What difference does it make whether it's loosely sewn or it's not loosely sewn? After all, part of the purse is already outside, it was already pulled outside. And with that part that was pulled outside, there are a number of coins. So what difference does it make whether he has access to them or not? So we see, so the Ramban is mechiyach from that. So we see, Ushmamino dehichet loy mishtakel loy kon. The Rashbo also mentions the same thing. But the Rashbo mentions one thing. The heiche to be moshach pulidikis, and then it depends whether he has access to the coins or not. In other words, and this is what the Ramban means, even though he doesn't spell it out explicitly as the Rashba does, but he means the same thing. So, in other words, so the Ramban and the Rashba say that suppose he would pull out the whole purse. But somehow it is so sewn together that he doesn't have access to the coins unless he'll tear it open. He'll tear the whole purse. So if the whole purse was already put outside, so then it's a key, and even though he has no access to the coins. What difference does it make? But when do we say that if it's not loosely sewn, and he has no access to the coins, except if he tears it open. So then it's not Canaan. That is, if the whole purse was not put out. But if the whole purse was pulled out, then even though he has no, he cannot take out the coins. There is such a firm knot, impossible to open it unless he tears the whole purse into pieces. So still, if the whole purse is pulled out, then he has a key and Mashiach in the coins. What's this for? So this story is very simple. Because when you make a Mashiach in a purse in the Kehle, and the Kehle has many chapotim, like the purse here, it has a number of coins. So then, in a twofold way, you are realizing the Mashiach in the coins. First of all, there is a direct Mashiach realized in the coins. There is a direct Mashiach realized in the coins. Because if the coins are contained in the purse, and when you pull the purse, you also pull the coins along with it. So there is a direct Mashiach realized in the coins. And then, even if for some reason there wouldn't be a direct Mashiach realized in the coins, for some reason, so then, there is Alpidin, it's considered as a Mashiach in the coins by virtue of the fact that you realize the Mashiach in the Kehle that contains the things. The coins or the payments, whatever it is. So in Mele, if you pull down the whole purse, then you don't have to resort to a direct Mashiach. Then you don't have to resort to a direct Mashiach in the coins. You don't have to die, because you pulled out the purse, so you realize the Mashiach in the Kehle. So the Mele is a Mashiach al-Pidin in everything contained in the Kehle. Mashiach v'heimosu, the Gemara Mor Metzia, Dafres, Michel Rahim was so. We take no more of the Blazer, Michel Rahim was so. We take the Kim Shalgabo, even though the Michel is not Makna. That's the Raya that we should mention that we passed him, that Mishicha, the Kim Shalmecha, even though he's not Kele, is not Kele, the Kele. The Kele in the is not Kele, the Kim Shalmecha here. So it's still effective. So Mishael Bahim was who we take the Kilim Shal Gabo. So it's considered in Mishiche. Ligam Kilim too. Even though over there, so he doesn't even have to, in order to realize the Mishiche the Bahim, he doesn't have to pull it. If it's an inanimate object, so then in order to realize the Mishiche, an inanimate object, you might have to pull. Mashiach came in order to realize the Mishiche the Balchai, the Bahim. You don't have to pull it if you just call it the behemoth and the behemoth starts moving, so it's also Mishael. So still we see that Mishael behemoth zu betik the kelim shal gabo is considered Mishael. So what do we see from that? That even if there is no direct Mishael realized on the things that are on the behemoth, but since the kelim are on the behemoth, so indirectly, the Mishich as a behemo is al pedin considered as a Mishich on the gate. So in other words, so in Mele, when someone is Mishich, a Kele, and the Kele has a number of things, so in a twofold way, it can be effective, regarding the things that are contained in the Kele. First of all, as a direct Mishich, because when you pull the Kele and it has a number of Chapotim, so you are pulling the Chapotim also in the same way. So it's a direct Mishiche, realized in the Kele. And then, even if for some reason it wouldn't be considered Al Pedin as a direct Mishiche in the Kele, but since it's Al Pedin and the Mishiche is realized in the Kele, so mainly indirectly it would be effective without the Kele. On the basis of the Allah of Mishiche Behemazu, we take the Kele Mishalgam. That some mele the sheet of the Ramban and the Rashbo is that if he pulls out the whole purse, so even though he has no access to the coins, so then it's not necessary to resort to a direct mishiche on the coins. So it's, as long as a mishiche was realized on the kele, so al pedim it's affecting everything that is in the kele, everything in the kele. So maybe even if he doesn't have access, so what do I care that he doesn't have access? The Mishiche is the Mishicha's Hakele that is effective without the coins. So of what significance is the fact that he has no access to the coins? He has access to the Kele, to the purse. It's in his possession. Mashiach came for some reason, a Mishiche in the Kele is ultimately not realized. Let's say, suppose he pulls out part of the purse. So the male, as far as the purse is concerned, so since half of the purse is still inside the house, so even the half that is outside was not mentioned. This is the Ramban. But if he has access to the coins that are outside, so then he is realizing he can direct Mishiach on the coins. Mashiach came if he doesn't have access. So there is no direct Mishiche on the coins. And an indirect Mishiche, there isn't, because he didn't realize, he does not realize a Mishiche on the purse until the whole purse is put out. What? So, and the pshat is, because the whole aloche of Mishiche, where is it? There's a machlekes between in Tazor, that in Zion, in Ches, in Azov, in Bomitzie. So there's a machlikis between Rabbi Yechon and Mishloch. Rabbi Yechon says, Dvar Teiro Moiskeis. And Mishiche is only the Rabbanon. Mishloch says just the reverse. That Mishiche is not Tor. Mishiche is not Tor. But Mois, that's only the Rabbanon. That's only the Rabbanon. Alright, now, so then there is a machlekes hashemim. According to Rabbi Yechon, that Mishiach is Midrabonon. So some Rishonim say that it's only Midrabonon by Mekach Umemcha, because over there it's possible to give money. So the Mele Mishiach is not Kei, only money is Kei. Mashein Kei, Mashein Kei, let's see the Matone, where there is no money, or Vazich and Mahek there. So then, Rabbi Yechanan agrees that Mishiach is Kei. There's some Mishiach like it, but that's not important. Anyway, so according to Rishlokis, so Mishiach even by Mechel, Malikei, is where money is given. So iskene reise. How does he know? So he learns it out from the posse, kisikne miyada misecho, dobo hanikne miyada ya. So the pshat in Mishiche is that there is a change of possession from the makne to the king. So in other words, if the king, acquires possession of the chayfetz by pulling, so he acquires possession. So the mele, the reason is why, if the whole purse is not outside, so then there is no mishiche on the coins, an indirect mishiche on the coins for the mishiche that is realized on the purse, because Mishiche is not realized on the purse unless the whole purse is pulled out into the Mishiche. But it's only a direct Mishiche and the coins that are already outside. So what does Mishiche mean? Dovra mitne miyad liyad, in other words, that he acquires possession. So if he has no access, so he doesn't acquire possession, he has no access. So how is it yetze miyad liyad if he doesn't acquire possession? But if the whole purse is pulled out, so then you don't have to resort to a direct mishiche of the nikneh miyad liyad of the possession over the coins themselves. But there is a mishiche, an indirect mishiche, the mishiche and the kele is al pedin effective regarding the things that are in the keli. Now, the Mashiach and the keli is certainly nikneh miyad liyad. He certainly acquires possession. He doesn't have possession over the coins inside the purse because he has no access to them. But he certainly acquires possession over the purse. So, anyway, this is what the Ramban says. And it means in a case where there is no real mishiche, a full mishiche realized on the person itself. This so that's another lashon of the Ramban. Apparently, you see, the Ramban himself is not so certain. It seems that the Ramban himself is not so sure about his first premise that even though no Mishiche was realized on the Kele, so still on the coins that are already outside, so a Mishiche is effective. So the Ramban, that's what the Ramban said. So that's the first Lashon. But the second Lashon, he is disposed to agree with the Chaim's Lashon. That even though Mishiche begilah shel meichel is effective, but why is it effective? Because the Mishiche was made. But if no Mishiche was made in the Kilo shel meichel, so then it's not effective. So the question is: Why does the Gemara say? V'isaydet aytoch haget punish me haget kodim li'isagnei li'isashabes? Pirej, die Ibelin, Neve, Kompute und Pute, Nakis, Kimische, Nimische, Nimische, Sabaili, und die Nakrine, Eli, komme gar nicht, war von Kapi, die Kubadel, die Kone, Adaf, die Kulei, und Mishiche, Keinu. So that's the first Lashon from Rambam, but in the second Lashon, he assumes like a prime, that if a Mishiche is not realized, Keile, so it's not a Mishiche, even the coins that are outside. Oh, so why? So if so, so why does the Gemara say that the Chiyuv Neve precedes the Chiyuv Shabbos? So he says, "Kene cannot be, but Iganef he becomes mechuyev." He says, "V'ikel neve, the sphere like commanded v'ikel misaches ksubes b'dafter l'shisarab." In other words, that this Gemara calls with the lotion of Rabbine, that a ganev becomes mechuyev if he makes the mishiche in the lishis harab. Now, so we have to understand this. Now, the general rule is that mishiche lishis harab is loikon. Mishiche lishis harab loikon. Why? What's the pshat? Mishiche is kene bisilte, but lishis harab not. Why not? The answer is, why is mishiche effective? Because he signal yani sechod of ani yam yam. So mishicha, the definition of mishicha means pulling. What does it mean pulling? Acquiring possession. So when he pulls from the bayim's rishus into a simte, not only if he pulls into his chotzer, if he pulls into his chotzer, so then there is a kin chotzer. But suppose he pulls out the chivetz from the bayim's rishus into the simte, into a nali. So there is also a change of possession. He acquires possession. Requires possession because in the simte everyone has a certain privacy, has certain rights. He can keep his things. So the melee, it's dovar amikdem yamia. There is a change of possession when he pulls out the chifetz from the balance of the shoes in the simte. But if he pulls it in the rishis rabbi, so no one has any privacy in the rishis rabbi. So the Mele, no rights in the Rishis Rabbi. So the Mele, there is no acquisition of possession. So by pulling it out in the Rishis Rabbi. So that's only Aloche, so according to Rabbine, that's only Aloche, let's say, double Ikeach. And then the Haname, vis-a-vis Ganon, insofar as Kiyonim are concerned, Kiyonim Leibin, Kiyonim Zila are concerned, so it's the same aloche as a lekeach. So just as a lekeach cannot be gained in Mishicha Rishis Rabbi, because there is no change of possession when you pull out from the violence of the shoes into Rishis Rabbi, so a ganet could not acquire kionik neve kionik zeh either. But as Reb Chaim says in the Raya, that ganet, besides kionik zeh, if the chifetz is not the end, he can be mechuyev on the basis of ma'isik zeile. So mishicha, that's the pshat in Rabbine. This is what Rambam means. So Rabbine says that mishicha, ganef is kenu in the mishicha versus Rabbi, not on the basis of kiyonik zeile, kiyonik neive. Because as far as kiyonik neive, kiyonik zeile is concerned, so there is no change of possession when you pull it into the Shusarabi. But if there is a Maisek Zele, he's also Mechuyev, if the Chifetz is not the end. So the Mele, as long as there is a Maisek Mishichet, doesn't make any difference where the Maisek Mishichet takes place. Even Shusarabi, a Maisek Zele it is. If he's Meshiach Yoshu's Bailin, then there isn't even Maisek Zele, because when a person pulls the Chifetz, so it's like an intention in one's mind that he'll steal it. Because after all, I mean, he comes to somebody else's house and he keeps on pulling the Bayram's chifetz in the Bayram's house. So there is no Maisek Zele. Mashenken, when he pulls it out from the Bayram's house into the Rishis Rabbi, so it's not a kinyan, but the ganef can be mechuyev without kinyan. So as long as there is a Maisek Zele, but the shoots are piling. There isn't even a Maisek Zele. This is what the Ramban says. V'yikale neva. Disvirale kiman dimeikale disaches ksuvez bidavko lishus rabbi.
So it doesn't mean he's Ilikeach is not Kone. He means even Meganim doesn't acquire Kionic name. For the same reason that Ilikeach doesn't acquire the Kionic. Because that's not a Kinyan. Mishir HaMishir Sarabim is not an acquisition of possession. It is so only a Mishir HaMisimt or his own wishes. But Liyin Mikne Mamesh Lui Kone. Umi Liyin Gneve Mechayev. Not Liyin Gneve Kone. But Liyin Gneve Mechayev. Michalik, me keep it up, give me a shoe, say, I mean it spelled out. Umishimoche makshe, hoche, kodim leisagnele, she kol pruto u pruto, she heitze me a shoe, say, nischaye voleo, heu ve yoche liplo, vimin yoche liplo, loy nischaye vo, so in other words, so he explains. After all, we don't find this halacha that this distinction, whether he has access to the coins or he doesn't, in Kinyanim we don't find it. So the Shita of the Rambani is, where it's a question of a Kinyan Mishiachet, it doesn't make any difference. Whether he has access, it's loosely sown, or he has no access, it's very tiny sown, what difference does it make? The question, whether it's a question of Kinyan, so the main question is, is it a good Kinyan Mishiachet? Oh, it's not a good Kinyan Mishiachet. Whether he has access to the coins or not is not important. But here we are dealing with the Mishiachet Mishiachet Sarabim. So as a Kinyan, it's not a Kinyan Mishiachet Sarabim. But the Ganev becomes Mechuyin on the basis of Ma'is Exele. So even the Mishiachet Mishiachet Sarabim constitutes a Ma'is Exele. Why? Because it's Afkin Mishiachet Sarabim. It's Afkin Mishiachet Sarabim. But there is no Kinyan Mishiachet. So the Meila, since the Chiyuv is not based upon the Kinyan that the Ganev makes, but upon the Ma'isik Zele, so if he pulls out the purse, part of the purse is still inside, and part of the purse is already outside, so then it depends. If it's loosely sewn and he has access to the coins, so then we say he did the Ma'isik Zele in the coins. But if he doesn't even have access, what kind of a Ma'isik Zele did he do? He just made an effort to steal. He did not consummate the Ma'aseh Zeila. But where it's a question of Kinyan, so it doesn't make any difference whether he has access or he doesn't have access. This is what he said. He doesn't discuss the Kinyanim. It's a question of Chiyuv. Of the garment. Valditamo imke eichikshukam stam alibedahu peruke do pirikamichel sasvino makshe stam. So he says, no, that's no kashi. So in other words, if you say that this Gemara accords only with one kinte, not according to other kinte, so in other words, according to the kinte of Tzinov Yodel Mato Mishleisho, so then the house, the scoop of the house is in an upper level. So then it's everything is in Basachas. So then there is no kashe. So that sounds strange. So he says, no, we see that in Gemara many times actually kashe according to one kinte, even though there is no kashe according to other. So the Mefilik HaMichas HaSvino Makshe Stam HaLibla Uperu Kiafini. The Inkim also Mishitzil Zil Stam. In respect to this, with the Loi Kimam the Oma, Now the Ramban and the Rashbo says the same thing. The same thing. Now he says, Udeloi Kimandom. Now that's now something else. Udeloi Kimandom, Abishin Shul Yodin Limato Mishrei Shom Kiko. So, Udeloi Kimandom, Abishin Shul Yodin Limato Mishrei Shom Kiko. Ushmai Kiname. Lichain Alabasi Kimandom, Abishin Shul Yodin Limato Mishrei Shom Kiko. Do Basaka Sumikam. So there isn't more scash. So what does the Ramban assume that the Kimte of Tzir Yod Amat Mishrei Shabikid law, according to the Kimte of Tzir Yod Amat Mishrei Shabikid law, so we visualize that the Super Sabayis is at an upper level. So the Mele, it's not. Don't gradually. So the Mele, if it's Tzir Yod Amat Mishrei Shabikid law, so in one split second, it falls down, it is pushed down from the upper level, the threshold, into the hem of the garment. End of the garment. Alright. So in other words, so this is not the way Reb Chaim says in the Rambam.
because the way Rav Chaim says in the Rambam, so just the other way. So this Gemara goes according to Tzirif Yodel Mato Mishleisho Vekiblo, but it's not with Asachas, because whereas the Rambam assumes that according to the Kibbutz, Tzirif Mato Mishleisho Vekiblo, so it's not in the same level, the threshold. And the Rishon Sarabi is not in the same level. So according to Reb Chaim, the Rambam assumes that according to the Kimte of Tzirif Yodel Mato Mishleisho Vekiblo, it's on the same level. Same level. Aber Rashi sagt, Kosav Kan, Miksuvis Poir, Hidat, Rishon Sarabi, Mrs. Leibelek, Rishon Sarabi, Lav Mokim Kni, U Meit Mung Sinu Rishon Sarabi, I Name Shem Tzirif Yodel, Limato Mikimu Vekiblo. Limato Mikimu Vekiblo. Now, so Rashi himself, the Rambam points out, holds that this Gemara accords even with the Kibbutz of Tzirif Yodel Mato Mikimo. But then the question is, if it's Tzirif Yodel Mato Mikimo and the Astupe is on an elevated level, so then if it was Ahas, why did the Gemara ask? So obviously what the Rambam means that according to Rashi, the Kibbutz of Tzirif Yodel Mato Mikimo does not visualize a case where the Astupe is on an elevated level. But it's not the same level. So since according to Rashi it's like this, so we can say, according to Rambam, it's also like this. Now, we have to understand the Shittas Rambam. So that means that the Rambam in the second Loshin agrees with the longness of the Chai, that the Chai says in the Rambam. In other words, that even though Mishicha Begir Shalicha is effective, but that's only if a mishiche is realized in the second wash. So Mimele he explains it. So why does Gemara say that it's not Vasachas, that the Iser the Chiyuv Leive precedes the Chiyuv Shabbos? Because Ganev, who becomes mechuyev on the basis of Maizek Leive. So even though it's so Mimele, so then it's not necessary that there should be a real mishiche. First of all, it can take place as long as there is a Maizek Leive as realized. So even though B'teiras Mishiche, it's not effective. So Mimele, but in Maizek Leive it is. So now, according to the second Moshe Ramban, agrees with Reb Chaim's longness. In other words, that Mishiche B'kilov Shel Meche is effective only when the Mishiche is realized in the Kelim. But if a Mishiche is not realized in the Kelim, so it's not a Mishiche Legabe, it's not Kene, the Chafotz in the Tan of the Kelim. So why does Gemara say that the coins that are already pulled outside, so it becomes Mechuye, so it's not on the basis of Kiyam Mishiche. It's on the basis of Maizek Zeira. So if he has access, so as long as the coins are already outside and he has access to them, so Maizek Zeira and Maizek Neve is realized on those coins. But in Achanam, as far as Mashiach is concerned, so there is no key in Mashiach on the coins that are outside as long as the whole purse was not pulled out. So that was the second version of Reb Chaim. I mean, the second Rosh Hashanah Ramban agrees with the ones of Reb Chaim. But now the question arises, so how does Reb Chaim say in answering the Ramban? The reason is why the Ramban
Shir Samach Tefs and Shabbos continued. Ches Iyar HaTov Shin Lamed Zayin, April 26, 1970.